Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to the man who thinks Wall Street could learn a thing or two about how business is done on Main Street.
Well, if the good Lord don't like the way I conduct business, let him say something. Let him give me a sign.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. It was a pleasure. Continue to be with you. I'm very excited about a new friend joining us this half hour. Steve Lohr is here. Steve is, he's covered technology and business and economics for the New York Times for a long time, many decades. He was part of a team that won the Pulitzer Prize for explanatory reporting. He's been a foreign correspondent. He's been an editor. He's the author of Dataism, which is an outstanding book in the field of data science. And he's also authored some software and computer programming. And he's just a very interesting guy. I've met him before. I've been in his offices, and we've talked about things. And I absolutely wanted you guys to hear what he has to say. As I say, he's our new friend on the show. Steve Lohr, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Jim. Happy to be here.
Good to have you here. So I want you to tell us about the audience, about something you indicated to me earlier. Earlier in the year, you went to Paris to contribute to and to moderate some events on technology and artificial intelligence. I don't remember the exact name of the group. You can say that. But I want you to tell us a little bit about that experience, especially in the area of the differences between how Europe is dealing with privacy and those issues and how the United States is dealing with them. Go ahead.
Yeah, again, thanks for having me on, Jim. It was a gathering of the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development, the OECD. It's 36 countries. And it was a big conference on what the umbrella term was going digital, and so they had people from all over the world and all government representatives, business people, labor unions, human rights groups, privacy advocates, small individual practitioners were all kind of part of this. It was a two-day conference. And you're right. You know, Europe views some of these issues, in particular privacy, quite differently than we do. But there's some commonality. But they in May, there was a new privacy directive, the general directive on data privacy. And it went into effect in May, and it gives individuals, control over what data about them is collected, how it's used. They have the right to have explained to them how a data-driven decision is made, and
they have a right. They have a right to go off the grid to be invisible.
Yeah, the right to be forgotten, which has been in a couple of countries, particularly Germany, is well known for it for a while.
Right.
That is, and again, individuals
have this right, folks. Which in the United States we don't have that, and that might appeal to some people. But the GDPR, the General Data Protection Regulation, that's groundbreaking regulation, isn't it, in the world?
Yeah, the question is whether, Europe sort of becomes the global standard. And a lot of companies have already, Microsoft, Google, others have kind of made sure that their, data handling practices are in line with the GDPR, as you put
right.
it. And there's still questions about how it's going to be enforced, and actually, the United States, the Trump administration, the White House has moved. They did have a hands-off policy on some of these things, and now we're moving toward a federal privacy law that they're putting together and will propose. So there's common ground, even though the two sides look at it very differently. The European approach is more top-down.
Mm-hmm.
The American approach is sectoral. That is to say, we have individual privacy laws on health care,
mm-hmm.
Genetic and fair lending practices. So what information can be used about you in lending and hiring. So we look at it kind of case by case, they look at it from a top-down perspective.
But the tech world in America is really the WWW, the Wild Wild West, isn't it? I mean, it's as laissez-faire can get, isn't it?
Yeah, that's going to change. You know, we've been through this with every other industry, too.
Well, especially when you've got people like Zuckerberg calling for more regulations, which I want to talk about a little bit later on. But in the 30, 40 seconds I got left for this segment, give us a real quick overview in terms of, do you think that what's going on in Europe is going to affect their economy? Is it affecting their economy? And isn't that the reason in America we're more hands-off? What do you think?
Yeah, and that's always the approach. I mean, look, the European, continental European and Japanese approach is to regulation in general is that if you can't prove it's positive, it's prohibited. The American approach is that if you can't prove it's bad, it's permitted. It's allowed.
That's well said.
The American approach has spread more innovation.
And there's no, and when you look at the GDP performance, the economic performance of the two regions, you got to figure which, you got to decide which one you prefer. Quick break, right back with Steve Lohr. He's with the New York Times. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'm with you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.